Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
John 20:20 says, "The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord." I wonder how you feel today. The government runs a weekly mood tracker asking people how they feel. One of the latest ones reported that 45% of people felt they were happy, 45% felt stressed, 32% felt frustrated, 23% felt sad, 18% felt optimistic. That feels about right, doesn't it? Pretty mixed. Some days we feel good, some days we don't. So where do we find something more stable than our mood? The resurrection tells us Jesus offers something deeper than that. He offers lasting joy. When Jesus walked out of the tomb, it meant eternal life was now on offer. The love, freedom, significance and hope we all crave had been secured through his victory over death. We're told the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord as he appeared to them. From grief to joy. A joy that is not controlled by our circumstances, our performances or our status in the team. I'm certain that for the rest of their lives, the disciples still experienced all kinds of emotions. Even after seeing the risen Jesus, their lives were not easy. They faced suffering, persecution, hardship, ultimately, the majority of them, death. Their happiness probably went up and down many times. But what if there was something deeper than those changing emotions? What if on the surface our emotions are like the scoreboard, swinging from favourable to vulnerable during a match? Joy, though, is something a lot deeper. It comes from knowing the one who ultimately holds the final result. The resurrection gave the disciples that kind of joy. They now had a solid hope. They knew death had been defeated. They knew Jesus was alive and reigning. Now, don't hear me saying that this means we cannot feel pain anymore. As I've said, the disciples experienced suffering. The suffering is for the Christian today. Easter is not a call to simply put on a happy face and ignore life's struggles. Instead, the joy of Easter speaks comfort into whatever pain you feel, whatever burden weighs you down, whatever loss you might be grieving. The resurrection says it won't always be like this. It says the new age has begun. Jesus has risen. His kingdom is here. Sin and death have been defeated and Christ now reigns. And one day he will return. We will live in a world where there'll be no more sin, no more suffering and no more tears. But it will be a world where we truly live, where God uses the tears of this life and through the power of the resurrection uses them to be an ingredient of your everlasting joy. Jesus promises for you this Easter that your sorrow will turn to joy and no one will take your joy from you. That's a promise in John 16. So whatever the scoreboard of life or sport looks like for you today, whether you're up or whether you're down, remember the final result is secure because Jesus is risen. And that is a wonderful promise to carry with you this game day. Let's pray. Dear Father, help us to know daily our eternal joy. In the current ups and downs of life we're experiencing, help us to live with resurrection life in view and with the promise that it won't always be like this. May that turn our sorrow into joy today. Amen.
Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus. Pray that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about Jesus this game day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.